Good morning. Let's turn to Matthew. Matthew chapter 14, verse 13 through 16. Matthew 14, verse 13. Now when Jesus heard it, he withdrew from there in a boat to a lonely place by himself. And when the multitudes heard of this, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when he went ashore, he saw a great multitude and felt compassion for them and healed their sick. And when it was evening, the disciples came to him, saying, "The place is desolate, and the time is already past. So send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." Amen. Let's pray together. Dear God, we thank you for this morning. I just thank you, Lord, for your love for us this morning, for your presence, God, here with us. And I pray that you really bless each and every person that's here today. I pray that they will grow closer to you, God, in this time, and that your presence would really come, your voice would come, and that you would speak to every single person that is here today. We thank you, God. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This morning, I just wanted to piggyback again on the Sundays service and just talk a little bit about breaking apathy in our lives. And apathy, the dictionary description or definition of the word apathy is lack of interest or lack of concern, right? Lack of interest or concern. There's a speaker by the name of Tony Campolo. He's a very famous preacher, speaker, social worker, and he, I wasn't there, but apparently he came to my school. It's a Christian school, right? We have chapel every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and he came. This story probably is a little bit embellished. I don't really know exactly how it went, but supposedly he came to one of the chapels, and he gave kind of a shocking statistic, you know, something like, you know, this morning, you know, what, 100,000 children died out of malnutrition. Something like that, right? So this morning, 100,000 children died out of malnutrition in Africa. And the worst thing about it is that most of us here don't give a crap, but he used the S word, in a Christian college campus. Most of you don't give a crap about it. And then he said, the worst thing is, because everyone's like shocked that he would use such a harsh word in a Christian college campus. And then he goes on, and he's making a point by saying, the worst thing is that most of you are more concerned and upset about the fact that I just used the S word in a chapel than you are about what is going on in the world in terms of social injustice and the sadness, the brokenness of our world. You know, such a cool illustration of how easily the church can get into a state of apathy, you know? How easily we can get into a state where we're just satisfied with how our lives are going, you know? As long as we're comfortable, as long as we have enough to eat, and as long as our parents are doing okay, as long as our church is okay, then it's hard for us to move into a place of action, you know, to do something about the things that's going on in the world. And Sunday's message, you know, I don't know if you're here at the first service or second service. For me, I was more in the first service. Second service, I was busy moving around and stuff. But first service, we had the testimony from the North Korean man, and then Tim Peters came up. It was more of an informative session where they had a bunch of pictures up of what's going on with the North Korean refugees in China and kind of the situation that they were in. And he had a bunch of pictures of these children that were the result of a North Korean refugee woman married to a Chinese man, or actually sold to be the wife of a Chinese man, but then she gets repatriated back to North Korea, and the father usually doesn't really care that much for the child, so then the child gets left behind. So they had a bunch of pictures of them, and each case he was like, oh, this person's story is this, and this person's story is this. And really, it was very, very heartbreaking. I saw some tears in the church. I was also tearing up in my own. And, you know, it broke my heart. But many things in this world are heartbreaking. You know how we sing that song, "Break My Heart for What Breaks Yours," right? We sing it all the time at church. We pray it all the time. God, break my heart for what breaks yours. And in a sense, I think God's heart must be breaking all the time. You know, because if we know that God is an emotional God and that He is personally involved in every single person's life, and we know that when we're going through a hard time, God feels for us. God feels compassion for us, and He's there for us. Then if you can imagine, I mean, just all the stuff that is going on, you just have to watch the news. You just have to open up BBC on the internet to find out all the things that's going on in the world that must be breaking God's heart. And if you think about it, I think He must be weeping and He must be broken all the time. And for us to catch a glimpse of that is good. You know, we have services like Sunday and we get a glimpse of what's going on. And if God kind of stirs your emotions, I think it's a good thing that you break with Him and cry and pray and stuff like that. But it needs to move us into action, right? It can't just stay in our heart like, oh, so sad, so broken, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I believe it needs to move us into action, needs to be make us uncomfortable enough that we move into action. And this is what's going on here in this passage, right? I mean, Pastor Sam's talked about this. The disciples here look at the multitude that must be hungry. They have been here a long time, but they have a lack of concern, a lack of interest in the needs of the multitude that were there. So they say, oh, Lord Jesus, you better send them out. They need to get some food, and you need to take care of them. And Jesus rebukes them, right? Whenever there's an exclamation mark, it's a strong saying. Jesus says, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. And I hope that we can, as a church, hear the heart of Jesus in saying, hey, yeah, stuff is going on all around you. And don't just sit there and say, oh, you know, God, you got to do something. Or people, you got to do something. Just don't just feel sad, but you give them something to eat. You go ahead and do something about the situation, whatever it is that you can do, get moving, you know, get into action. We say church is the hope of this world, right? We know that it's not the government, it's not education or money necessarily that's going to free this world of all the trouble. And I'm not just talking about North Korea, right? There's so many things. You know, there's a new movie coming out called Nefarious, and apparently it's a documentary it's not funny, I'm just looking at Stanley because we just talked about it, but there's a movie coming out called Nefarious, and it's a documentary on the sex trade, right, that is going on in the world. If you see the preview, it's heavy what's going on. And I agree that a movie like that would probably, I mean, the purpose of a movie like that is to really get you emotional and really gives you a message. But there's some, what does it say? In the movie, it talks about how there's a man that's being interviewed, and he says, you know, it's not education or money. We think education and money is going to solve all these problems in this world. But you look at the West, they have education and they have money, but the same kind of problems is going on. And in fact, it's the West that's really allowing these things to happen in the poorer countries. And later on, at the very end of the preview, you hear a woman kind of cry out to Jesus and say, Jesus, you're my only hope. you know, please come and save me and rescue me kind of thing. And, you know, we've heard the saying, the church is the hope of this world. And Jesus Christ, for some reason, has left it up to the church to be his hands and to be his feet, to go into this world, and to partner with him. You know, we can sit here all day and think, you know, God, you can do this in just a click of your fingers. Why don't you do something? But we have to understand that God has given us the responsibility, right, to partner with him, to bring about his light and his hope into this world. And and not just talking about North Korea. You know, even, I was just thinking, meditating, even in our own church, there are people that are going through tough times. Their family is going through tough times. Their relationships and their own life may be going through tough times. But this goes back to two Sundays ago when PSAM talked about love as a church. We can be here and just be apathetic, you know. Just be like, it's tough, but, you know, my life is okay. And it's so hard for us to get into a place where we really mourn with each other and where we really is moved to action. But I think apathy really is a result or comes out of our own laziness and our own selfishness. You know, the self-love that PSAM talked about. Because we love ourselves and we're like, yeah, you know, my life is okay. I have a good relationship with God. You know, I feel his closeness and I feel his intimacy. And, you know, my family is doing okay, which is awesome. I mean, what a blessing. But it's hard if we're in that place to be moved to action for another person, another believer. But I think that's what God calls us to do as believers, as brothers and sisters. To say, you see someone that's going through a hard time, what can you do? You know, you see someone that's sitting at church that has no friends, that seems to have a difficult time plugging in with anyone. What can we do? Are we going to sit there and think, oh, praise God, I have my friends. I have my brothers and sisters. Or are we going to go and talk? And apathy, I think, goes like this. It says, oh, someone else will do it. You know, that person needs someone to talk to. Oh, I hope someone will go and talk to that person. And I think God's saying, you go and do it. You know, just like he said here, you go and give them something to eat. You go and provide and be the person that you can be. So, just three things. Right? Number one, we can pray. We can pray for North Korea. We can pray for Haiti. We can pray for Africa and all the nations in Africa that's going through these difficult times. We can pray for the person in our church that you know is going through a hard time. You can also, in terms of like global things that's going on, you can give, right? You can give to the church, and praise God, we have a missions board at church that really prays, that really tries to hear from God what he wants us to do as a church. You can give to the church, but I encourage you to just do some research as well and find out, you know, what is the best organization that I can give myself into and get some more information about these things. I think that's one of the things we can do. Get information and find out what's going on. And number three, you can go, right? You can really go and I don't know, do whatever you can. And my question sometimes that I ask myself is, how do we not get overwhelmed with all that's going on? Because once you try to get a compassionate heart for what is going on in the world and the evil and the dire need that this world is in, it's like, man, how can we not get overwhelmed? Then I encourage you to talk to people like Armanda, you know, who's involved in these things. And I think we can talk to people. And I really ask myself that question. You know, if I really want to get compassionate and get a soft heart that breaks for the things that break God's heart, then how can we not get overwhelmed? But you can talk to God yourself regarding that issue. There's a story I want to end with. It's kind of a cheesy story. You've probably heard it, but it's effective, and I think it's true. I'm sure it's not a true story, but there's a boy walking along the shore, and he sees, because the water has gone out, there's a bunch of starfish. There's thousands of starfish that's in the beach, in the shore, on the shore, that's basically going to get dried up and die if they remain on the shore. So here's a man, he sees it, and then he sees a little boy picking up a starfish and just chucking it back into the water. But there's hundreds of them, right? So the man goes to the boy and says, hey, little boy, do you think you're making any difference? I mean, can you see how many starfish is out here? And do you really think that you can make a difference by you picking up a starfish and throwing it into the ocean? And the boy thinks about it for a second. Then he picks up a starfish, chucks it back into the ocean, and he says to the man, well, it made a difference to that one. Right? And that's true, you know. And if you look at this story, the little boy, the Bible passage we read today, little boy brings him, what, 5 loaves and 2 fish, right? And Jesus is able to multiply that to feed the 5,000. And it goes on to show, you know, whatever we can do, and we pray, of course we pray and hear from God the things that he has put on our heart, but if we break out of our apathy and we move into action and do whatever small thing that we can do, whether it's prayer or giving or whatever, we know that Jesus can multiply that, right? Multiply the fruit of our actions. So, yeah, that's the message for today. Let's close our eyes. Jisun's going to come and lead us in a song. But let's just meditate and let's ask God really to break our heart for what breaks his heart, and show us, you know, how we as individuals can become his hands and his feet in bringing his hope and his love and his light into this world. And let's just ask the Holy Spirit to just highlight to us how we can get involved. You know, he could be highlighting nations and different issues, social issues in this world. Or he could be highlighting a person in your life or a person in your church that you know is going through a tough time. And let's come before him with repentance as well for our laziness and selfishness and apathy that can really hinder us from action and moving into action. So let's just come before the Lord together. Let's pray together. I really, I believe prayer is powerful. And if I was the devil, then I would totally put into the minds of the Christians that prayer doesn't do much, and put questions like, is this really going to do something? Is this really going to matter? But, we know that prayer is powerful. And we know that if we persevere in prayer and really cry out for God to come and move, then He will move in answer to our prayers. That's one way we can partner with God, right? In bringing about His will and His kingdom onto this earth. And so let's pray. Let's come together and let's... whatever God puts on your heart, you can pray for North Korea, you can pray for there's so many things, but whatever God puts on your heart, and let's just ask God to really move us out of apathy and into action, that God would change our hearts. And so let's just come before the Lord in prayer. Let's pray for our church. Let's pray for our pastors. Pastor Sam, he's in the States. He's doing this conference with Pastor Jack Hayford. Let's pray that this week will be a really good week for him, that God would really speak to him and minister to him in this week. Let's pray for our IP team. Let's pray that God really downloads into them God's heart, that they may be able to pray with power and anointing. We have an inner healing team that's starting up. Let's pray for God's wisdom and guidance in that, and the right people joining the team, and just real anointing. Pray for the house church leaders. Pray for the welcoming team. Pray for the worship team. But also, I really wanted to pray for the mission board. They are really the ones that are praying and really asking God for guidance and direction as to how our church, as a church, can get involved with all the mission fund that we're raising, how we can get involved in the world. And Let's just pray for God's real clear guidance and wisdom and discernment for these people, for these servants, these leaders. So let's pray together for our church. Let's pray for the house churches meeting today. There's Lan Kwai Fong House Church with Matt and Sophia, Seymour House Church with Jisun and Haij, and Star Street House Church with Jean-Marc and Imelda. So let's just pray that God would really move in these house churches through the discussion and through the prayer. Pray for the leaders. So let's just pray for the house churches meeting today. Let's pray for our building search. Let's continue to just ask God to lead us in this, and let's just give it to the Lord that He will guide us in this. God, we thank you. Father, I thank you for your love. You know, Lord, I break off any condemnation, God, or any burden or heaviness that may come that is of the enemy in Jesus' name from any of us, God, right now. God loves us as we are. It is because God loves us so freely that we have received so freely that we should be charged and encouraged to go and give to people. But it's never out of condemnation, never out of, you know, feeling bad for how much God loves us. So we break off any condemnation, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And Lord, help us just, if anything, help us to be so overwhelmed, God, with your love, with your furious love, God, for us, God, that would change us, God, that would move us into action, Lord, that would move us into a heart of compassion. Because we know how much you love us, God, we know how much you love them. And God, may we go and be your hand and feet, God, in loving them. So Lord, bring us to that place, God, today. And we just thank you so much, God. We thank you for your love and goodness. And be with us today, God. Today, in some way, may we really put a smile on your face. And may we really spend the rest of this day with you and near you. And keep us so alert, God. Break this laziness, God, and apathy, lack of concern and lack of interest. So Lord, please be with us. I bless every single person here today with your presence and with your peace and with just your nearness, God, with them today. We thank you, we love you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless. God bless you guys. Have a great day today.